Hello, so I call this the Longevity Holstein Cruise Podcast. Today I'm going to go over the feeling of being stuck and shifting to gratitude. This was a process that I would say about 2 years ago. I was in this endless cycle of feeling stuck, feeling like I'm not making progress every day. And slowly, after all that stressed out time, I've come full circle to a point where I'm very happy with where I am. I am very grateful for that feeling and that process, okay? So, a way I was able to shift, and I'm going to go over the little things that you realize you're making progress even when you feel like you are not. You are always making progress, okay? And you just kind of have to see it and document it and have it show up in whichever way becomes apparent to you, okay? So, first off, I'm going to go off. I read regularly. If people know me, people close know, I read a lot. There was a year I read 300 books, and I try to usually read about a book a day by reading 3 books at a time at different sections, okay? So, on average, I would say I read 2 hours a day. And this is a pretty interesting habit to build upon because it started, of course, reading a couple pages, but at 2 hours a day, I started getting very, very consistent. Now, I work kind of far away and I listen to audiobooks, so I include that in. But I listen to it at a fast speed that is relatable to the speed I read, I would say. But as you get better at things, you do them faster and faster and faster, and your comfort level becomes higher, just like with working out. Okay? And what happens is this, when your comfort level gets higher because you've trained and or have experience, you kind of have to push yourself to exceed that level once again. So for me, for the longest time, I was feeling like I wasn't making progress for a good period of like about 3 to 4 months. And then what you do is I tracked what I was doing during time. Like say every, this comes from Ty Lopez, but you write down every 10 minutes what you're doing. So you see what's wasted time and what activities you are pursuing, okay? So I found out through the audiobooks, although I'm driving like say about an hour, and about 3/4 of it is reading, I'm technically reading more than ever. I'm reading about 1 hour and 3/4 a day, 1 hour and 45 minutes, plus whatever reading I do at home. So even though I'm perceived that at home I'm not reading as much, aka 2 hours, I'm actually overall reading more. I'm reading 1.5 or 1 in 45 minutes, plus maybe the 30 minutes to an hour I read at home, which altogether is almost close to 3 hours, okay? So because I was so used to reading 2 hours regularly, it felt like I wasn't making progress, although I am actually making more progress, okay? With exercise, this happens. You start benching and doing, like say, handstand stuff that I talk about doing a lot, and you start just having, like say, arm day, leg day, push day, pull day, without being specifics, without tracking, and what ends up happening is you feel like you're pushing yourself, but you're not tracking intently enough to where you're not really making progress. Or the progress is harder, or it's very incremental to where you don't notice it. All of a sudden, this tax your motivation and or your fulfillment because you're not pushing yourself as hard as you can without even realizing it, okay? So you always want to have tracking methods in place. So for the reading, at least with books, you can see that the book gets finished. It's very apparent. While working out, you try to do weight you've never done before or a certain number, it sometimes is apparent. But in the grand scheme of things, you make the best progress when you are intently tracking. Okay, so within, I would say, the last time where I'm feeling stuck, I'm actually, all the processes that are taking place in the matter of a day where I feel like I'm not making progress, I'm actually getting a lot done throughout the day. I get exercises sometimes twice a day. I read 2 hours a day. I do my Instagram work. I read longevity papers because if you guys know me again, I read a lot of papers on longevity. That's my area of interest when it comes to fitness. I'm not somebody who cares so much about most efficiently putting on muscle. I more care about centenarian research, how to make it to 100 years old, and work out for longevity, which usually I reference the paper where if you work out 5 days a week on average, they have a study that recently came out this last year that shows that can add an average 7 years to your lifespan. If you work out a little less, then it's 4. And less days than that, it's like 2, okay? So, there, talk about that. I do podcasting as well, every once in a while, as I'm doing currently. I do schoolwork because I'm actually still a student. I do budgeting, financial plan, something I didn't have in place about a couple years ago. I do a little bit of recording and documenting. So pretty much what you realize is you have to have patience for this kind of stuff, okay? You have to have patience, but also be quick. Patience not in the, I'm not going to do anything, everything will come to me, but patience in the sense that you're doing what you think you should be doing throughout the day to push the needle, as Annie Priscilla says, to go forward to your ultimate goal, but be patient and have faith that it's going to happen, okay? That's really what it is. And little by little, you will get there. Without realizing it, you will get to your goal as long as you make the decision to get there, and you'll be fine, okay? So you got this. Just track, have faith, document. If you feel like you're very not making progress and depressed, document and see what you're doing throughout the day. It'll be very apparent after 10 minutes. You'll have like lots of things on there, like 30 to 50 things on there saying what you're doing throughout the day. And you could substitute and see and be intentional, okay? So that's what I got for you two guys. Go crush it. Hope you have a good day. And thank you for those of you that listen. Okay? Bye.